This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, welcome back to the show. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, every year I hear that there's talk of lowering the blood alcohol limit nationally or in states. Usually states have more control over that in their local jurisdictions. And I remember one year they talked about lowering the level from 0.08 to 0.07. And somebody had said, oh my, well that's just one drink for a woman. If a woman has just one drink, she can't drive. And of course, some people said, I honestly don't want my woman to drive even if she's only had water. And, you know, I know there were a lot of jokes about women drivers. I'm a good driver, knock on wood. I'm very, very grateful. But interestingly, there's been some talk of lowering it to 0.05, which would roughly be less than a drink for a woman, depending on her weight. And it could be about a drink for a man. So let's look at what's going on here. So let me give credit where credit is due here. Newsweek talks about how America's drunk driving limit might be changing. There is a bill that was passed by the Hawaii State Senate. And, you know, Hawaii, they're one of the cooler states, right? They're pretty cool. Well, apparently, passed by their Senate, it would lower the legal blood alcohol limit to 0.05% from 0.08. It's being considered by the lower house following a similar bill in Washington State. Currently in committee, Utah has already adopted the lower limit. So for those of you going to Utah and drinking, now it's a little harder to get alcohol there, but there are places that sell alcohol and restaurants sell it and things like that. But still, 0.05, that's not a lot. That you would fail that sometimes by just one drink. They say in every other state, right now, drivers pulled over by police cannot exceed a reading of 0.08% when they're getting a breathalyzer or a urine sample or taking in and doing a blood sample. So campaigners say, well, the more we lower it, the more we will limit drunk driving deaths. Opponents to the bill are saying, okay, most of these accidents, these people are really drunk. You know, I mean, we're not talking about the mildly. And so it's, I think there's going to be more of a push because of drunk driving deaths to go for as low as possible. But where I'm a little concerned is I think many people are not going to realize that. I don't think a lot of people realize in Utah one drink could be enough for you to fail. Depending on the other medications you're taking, but depending on your body weight. So let's kind of talk about this. Let's kind of look at some of our weights. Well, let's not look at my weight. Okay, let's look at yours. So I had posted a table years ago when I was talking about alcohol poisoning and blood alcohol levels. Even though any amount of alcohol could be toxic and any amount of alcohol could affect somebody, there's been some ranges. And so if your blood alcohol level is between 0.02 to 0.039, so less than 0.04. You might not be as shy. You know, for me, I might be a little bit more amorous. I might be a little bit more comical. But overall, you should still be coordinated. You might have a little euphoria, might be a little bit more relaxed. Now, some people are saying, well, that's enough to change your ability to drive 100%, but right now that's not considered the legal limit. When you're between 0.40 and 0.059, according to the University of Notre Dame Student Wellbeing McDonald Center, you have lower inhibitions, You have euphoria, some minor impairment of judgment, memory, and lowering of caution. So that's already when you're at 0.04 to 0.059. Once you're at 0.06 to 0.099, you have impairment of balance, speech, vision, reaction time, hearing, reduced judgment, self-control, impaired reasoning, and memory. So now we're starting to look at below the national blood common blood alcohol levels, you're fairly impaired. So for a man, let's say you are a 175-pound man. They say roughly three drinks will get you to that 0.075. So you might be about to fail your drug alcohol or your drunk driving limit when you're 175 pounds. But if you're 150 pounds, you're at 0.07 blood alcohol level with three drinks. Nope. Three drinks for you, you're already in trouble for drunk driving. 200 pounds, they say you could go up to four drinks, but I would not take that as, no. In fact, if they do lower the level to 0.05, you can barely have two drinks if you weigh 200 pounds. For women, a 150-pound woman could already be exceeding the level of Hawaii or Utah after one drink. Two drinks, they're at almost 0.07 blood alcohol level for a 150-pound woman. For a 125-pound woman, that's me. I would be at 0.08 after two drinks. Yeah, I weigh 125 pounds. Yep, I weigh, yeah, okay, 126 pounds. So now let's look at somebody who is 175 pounds in a woman. You are at 0.058 after two drinks, according to this table from Notre Dame. So how do you lower your alcohol level? What, coffee, cold showers? No. It's usually time. It depends on your liver, your kidneys, and how your body metabolizes the alcohol. So roughly, they say you subtract your blood alcohol level per hour, so 0.015. So if you were at, let's say, 0.8, right, after three drinks, you would still be over the limit, especially for Hawaii, after 1 hour. After 2 hours, 0.03, you could drop it. So if you were at 0.08 after three drinks, you'd have to wait at least 2 hours to drop it to the 0.05, which still would be over the limit in Hawaii or Utah, if Hawaii passes this. So every hour, you could drop a 0.015. I just wouldn't risk it. So understand that depending on your body weight, depending on your metabolism, you could very easily be in trouble for a DUI. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on X, formerly Twitter, and Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So I've been to San Francisco a couple times. Food's expensive, but you know, you have a beautiful view. We understand the rent is expensive, so I get why I paid a little bit more when I'm going to San Francisco. In fact, I'm going to be going to Omaha, Nebraska to see some family. And I was looking at steakhouses and I was kind of blown away at the prices because in California and in Las Vegas, Nevada, steakhouses are pretty expensive. Because my kids are like, well, I want to try Omaha steaks. And they're still pricey, but Huh. So, yeah, it's location, location, location. But San Francisco got themselves back in the news. They're always seeming to be in the news these days. As a restaurant owner has upped his price for his burrito from $11 to $22. And it's not to make a big profit. It's to, quote, break even. A $22 burrito. Owner of La Vaca Burrito says he's not trying to make money, but trying to break even as prices for everything rise. Ricardo Lopez said when you walk into the, he said when you walk into the restaurant, it smells like a birria or charcoal. For the last 2 years, he has operated the spot. He built it out of a former record store in the Mission area of San Francisco. And he wanted to make the kind of his food that his family used to make, aunts, uncles, mother, etc. And he kicked it up a notch, according to NBC Bay Area. The only thing is everything he uses, all his ingredients, the prices went up. Before COVID, it was $9 a sack at Restaurant Depot. I used to pick them up. During COVID, it's $40. Right now, it's $80. This is for a sack of onions. $80 for a sack of onions. Now, you cannot make a lot of good-tasting food without onions. I know that because I have a food intolerance to onion, and I still eat it because I just love the flavor. Their signature burrito is the most popular. I can't wait to actually try it. I don't think, though, I'm going to spend $22. But every ingredient that goes into it is doubled in cost. So he's had to raise his price, too. The latest Consumer Price Index shows prices for food, gas, and housing have all risen last month nationwide. He also wants to make premium, use premium beef, etc. But, you know, here's the thing. You know, it's not just about how he can keep his business open. It's how are people affording this? You know, many of us have been seeing shrinkflation. I've seen steaks, sandwiches, fish. I went to a restaurant. I ordered some sea bass. I don't go out a lot, you know, because of the cost. But we took a friend to dinner, and the sea bass, it was, for the money, it was half the size it used to be. And so, and the price went up. The menu price went up. At some point, customers are like, forget it. This is ridiculous. Look at what's happening with fast food. People are posting the prices they're paying for their McDonald's meal or their, And when you go to the grocery store, every time I go to the grocery store and I'm like, I'm going to cook a real nice meal for everybody. I'm going to, you know, get some fish. I'm going to get some. It probably cost me $150 to make a two-course meal. Some really good vegetables, maybe three course because I might have salad as the appetizer, some vegetables, some starch, a protein. And the kids are sick of chicken because I cook chicken all the time because it's cheaper. But I try to get some ahi tuna or I try to get some steak. It's ridiculous. And so you're already spending to feed four people $150. No wonder people want to go to fast food. And so I'm noticing in my area, prices going up 33%, 40%, 50%. You know, it's just not going to work. Rent, everything's going up. And again, it's going to take us consumers to say, sorry, we're not going to pay for it. Now, really, a sack of onions, $80. What's going on there? It's not just about a burrito restaurant. It's about those of us that want to buy fresh vegetables. Now, I can still, at my grocery store, get those $5 bins of salad. Like, and what I'll do, I won't even put dressing on it because of the calories. I'll just take a handful of the leaves. Like, there's this herb salad. And I'll just take a handful of the leaves and shove it in my mouth. So before I even think about the taste, I've already gotten the nutrients in. But you know what I've noticed now? It doesn't have the plastic top. You used to have the container where you could close it up. Now it's a peel back to save money on the packaging. Well, now I have to throw it out because I can't keep it fresh. I mean, I could wrap it up and things like that. So it's ended up costing you more. I don't want to start buying Tupperware. It was nice. I could buy for $5 the bin of lettuce and whatever that I could eat throughout the week. So, you know, where do we go from here? Medicines. Don't get me started. These weight loss drugs, Wegovy, Zepbound, or the diabetes counterpart, Ozempic, Mounjaro, anywhere from $1,000 to $1,500 a month. And either insurance is paying for it or people are paying for it. You know, I would, collectively, Americans have to say thank you, you know, for making these drugs. I understand it costs money, but really, $1,500 a pop? We're not going to pay that. We're not going to pay more than $500. Honestly, $500 a month is still a lot. Do you guys understand that there are people actually paying to lose weight on these drugs? $1,200 to $1,300 a month, that's rent. Rent is going to these weight loss drugs, and if they stop, they'll gain the weight back. We are allowing things to be this expensive. I don't even want to look at what my Apple phone bill is at right now, or what my streaming services have gone up to. By the way, always be on the lookout for things going up that you didn't realize went up. You might have paid for an introductory offer, and you think that's what you're paying, and in the fine lines, it went up. So our health insurance premiums is what I'm watching. I am very nervous about what's going to happen in December when we have to decide on a new insurance, all of us. You know, Obamacare covers for some Americans, helps buy down some of their insurance by giving money to the insurance companies. And if the insurance company raises their rate, Obamacare will pay them more. It's how the law is written. But insurance companies, if they're covering transitional surgeries, if they're covering weight loss drugs, if they're covering cancer, hepatitis, which we want them to cover cancer and hepatitis and things like that, love for them to cover the weight loss drugs, who are they going to stick it to? Everybody is sticking it to each other. That's what it's about right now. When somebody raises the rates, I really appreciate when they explain why. Now, and they say, look, you know, the credit card company is costing me more. The health insurance went up. The workers' comp went up. This went up. And now wages went up. In California, some of us have to pay $20 an hour per employee. Now their tax rate is up. And I have to pay more on that. And the workers' comp, by the way, workers' comp will decide their rate on your wages. So if you were paying a lot, a boatload for workers' comp, now that you have to raise their wages, you have to pay more on that. And so I don't know how doctors who like me, had their own clinic, survive in places like that. I would actually list outside, guys, this is what we're paying for. This is what went up. The problem is in medicine, you can't really raise your rates. The insurance company just got to pay the same crappy rate they do. And you just have to take it. But for restaurants, yep, he found like he had to double it. But you can't, if the average person can't afford $22 for a burrito. You know what ends up happening? They end up then saying, well, we need higher minimum wage. That congresswoman in California that wants a $50 minimum wage. And some people say she's right because a burrito costs $22. Well, the burrito costs $22 because everything else went up. It doesn't make sense, people. We're going to have to collectively say no more. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away. Strike the pose.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
USA News Update. The man who was in charge of the DOJ classified documents investigation of President Biden, which resulted in no criminal charges, is testifying before Congress.
My team and I conducted a thorough, independent investigation. We identified evidence that the president willfully retained classified materials after the end of his vice presidency when he was a private citizen.
Robert Hur offered testimony before a House committee Tuesday. He faced heat from both Democrats and Republicans on the panel. The White House says it's time to lay the Biden documents case to rest. High inflation is lasting longer than anticipated by economists. February's Consumer Price Index, indicating the cost of goods and services, rose by 0.4% for the month and 3.2% from the previous year. It does remain above the Federal Reserve's 2% target. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. So many of you have probably seen the headline that about 20% of LGBTQ or 20% of Gen Zers identify as LGBTQ. AI plus. Now the number is up to 22% and rising. In fact, some studies have said 25%. One in four of the population born between 1996 and 2010 are in the LGBTQ AI plus spectrum. In fact, that's even changing. I believe it's now 2S LGBTQIA+. 2S stands for two-spirit people. It's a term some indigenous people use to describe having a mixture of masculine and feminine sexual, gender, and spiritual identities. According to PsychCentral.com, traditionally Native American two-spirit people took part in activities associated with men and women, along with unique roles held by two-spirit people. There are over 500 Native American cultures, and their attitudes towards sex and gender are diverse. So rather than it being what used to be gay, lesbian, bisexual, heterosexual, there is a huge now range of sexuality. There is gray asexuality. There's afro sexuality, asexuality, allosexuality. If we look at gray sexuality is considered the gray area between asexuality and allosexuality, in which a person may only experience sexual attraction on occasion. So that could be somebody menopausal. Their sex drive is down. All of a sudden, they see, I don't know, Jimmy Garoppolo and go, okay, now I'm in the mood. I mean, it's these terms are encompassing many more individuals than once thought. In fact, you could actually have sects of gray asexuality. There's a gray sexual alloromantic person who is rarely sexually attracted to others, an asexual gray romantic person not sexually attracted to anyone, but does experience being romantically attracted to others on rare occasions, a gray pansexual aromatic person, according to Wikipedia, rarely attracted to people sexually of all genders, but never romantically attached to anyone, and a gynosexual gray biromantic person, usually sexually attracted to women or feminine presenting people, rarely experience romantic attraction towards one more than one gender. There's demisexuality. Demisexuality came out in 2006. Demi means divided. The term demisexual comes from the concept being described as being halfway between sexual and asexual. A demisexual person does not experience sexual attraction until they have formed a strong emotional connection with a prospective partner. So when you start to look at some of these, you're like, okay, wait a second. So you could actually be heterosexual, you could be non-heterosexual, and there's a whole range. There's a whole spectrum. And I have said, even in heterosexuality, there's a huge spectrum. There's fictosexuality. Fictosexuality is sexual attraction towards fictional characters, encompassing those who lack attraction to real individuals and fall within the spectrum of gray asexuality. So let's say you don't have anybody on your list that you want to be with. Yet you watch Lord of the Rings and you see Aragorn and go, whoa. That could be fictosexuality. Or you see Barbie and Margot Robbie and go, okay, I want Barbie. Not Margot Robbie, but Barbie. That could be a sign of fictosexuality. So there's a huge gamut. And I haven't even talked about, there's just so many different, shall we say, terms. So when you see that there's these studies saying a large proportion of the population is in the spectrum of LGBTQAI+2S, well, it's because there's a lot more options younger people now have. So they could choose where they think they fall. And basically how it's been, although this is changing, is rather than you being heterosexual by default, you could be heterosexual. Look at the different arrays of sexuality and go, you know what? Every once in a while, I think so-and-so is a good-looking person, so I could now fit into this. So it's a lot more embracing, shall we say, of individuals that may not be 1,000% heterosexual. So, yes, things are changing. They say of the 22.3% of Gen Zers identifying as LGBTQAI+, more than 15% identified as bisexual. Pollsters reported that overall each younger generation is about twice as likely than the last to identify as opposed to millennials. I think millennials, 1 in 10, belong to the LGBTQAI+ community. I don't know what it is for Gen X and baby boomers. But when I was in medical school, they said that in terms of the current population in the 90s, it was 1 in 8 individuals identified as gay. But now that you have broadened the range, it could encompass and more people might feel more comfortable also. And so every now and then somebody asks, well, is being in a part of the LGBTQAI+2S spectrum environmental or genetic? You know, I was always taught, it's in you who you want to be with, and you can't have somebody talk you into it. You can't have somebody try to train you out of it. It is very biological who you want to be with. But now they're starting to open that up where you could rethink who you are and actually be a part of that community, stand with them, support them. So, for example, if you, let's say, are heterosexual, but you go, hey, I get that. You've seen that in TV shows where they're like, look, if I was a woman, I'd sleep with you. You know, so they're talking about how they could find that person attractive. Well, now they're not considered 100% heterosexual. They're considered a part of the spectrum of LGBTQAI+. So this is kind of interesting in terms of, you know, it's starting to change the conversations people are having. And it is, allowing politically there to be, groups saying, look, we'll take you. You'll be a part of us. And, apparently women are twice as likely as men to be a part of that spectrum. But that spectrum also includes individuals that are non-binary. So if you are, I don't really want to say I'm a boy or girl. I don't really like those terms. Then you're a part of the LGBTQAI+. That community is going to accept you and embrace you. And so I think many individuals who are supporting their family members, supporting their friends, supporting the way things are saying, yeah, you know what, I'll be with you on that. I don't have to be called a boy or girl. I'll just, and so it'll be very interesting to see the actual biological studies on what we're looking at in terms of people and their sexuality. 1-877-DOCBELLY.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I do a Facebook Live, so I can at least, some of you guys could see me, not that I want you guys to see me, sometimes I don't have any makeup on, sometimes you want to share the show. Even though you could go to GCN Live and there are podcasts and archives that you could download and share, I do some Facebook Live videos that you can. So let me go ahead and get this one set up for you guys. We're going to be talking about AI next, which is kind of interesting. And I'll tell you what one of you had written me. All right. So let me get this ready. Sorry, guys. honestly, I'm not very tech savvy. That's why, like I said, always go to the GCN website because they have the podcast and everything ready to go. But it always kind of helps, I get it, to have video. So, all right, we'll see how this works. And honestly, like I said, I don't have a lot of makeup on. So one of you had asked, is AI truly taking over our jobs? Is that really happening, or is that a myth? Is this something that the government wants us to think, so we're scared? Is it just a clickbait with the media? And it was interesting because I was speaking to my son about this, and he had said, you know, Mom, the, oh, yeah, sorry, I have to do that. Hi, Mom. That's how he sounds. But, you know, he was smart about this. He had said, look, it's what we're having right now that we're calling AI is not actually true AI. It is a Google-fed or a human-fed chatbot, or like ChatGPT or some of these bots are pulling information from the internet and then giving you an answer. It's like a Google on steroids. Is it actually AI? There is AI out there, but is what the average human thinking is AI truly AI? And, you know, he has a point, and this is something we've kind of talked about on our show, where I think we're accidentally interchanging AI with tech. And when people say AI is taking all of our jobs, and they're taking all of our jobs now, AI is not taking all of our jobs right now. Tech might be doing a lot of displacement, automation. And so the answer to are humans going to be replaced by a lot of jobs? Yeah, absolutely they are, especially if you have to start paying them $20 an hour, or some Congress people suggesting $50 an hour, especially with the costs. You know, you can't be selling $22 burritos without making national headlines. So, yes, I think humans are going to be replaced any way an employer could save money, because it's starting to get really, really expensive, you know, to hire people and to cover their health insurance, etc. Yeah, but is it truly AI? You know, I told you how many individuals cannot wait for doctors to be out of the equation, where they could go onto a computer, type in what their symptoms are, and a computer will spit out the prescription and say, you know what, I just sent your prescription to the pharmacy, there you go. And you would think that would be horrifying, absolutely horrifying, that you would not have a medical provider examine you, talk to you, be there, hold your hand, explain things. But we're already one step there with this telehealth. And I've had patients even say, I wish we didn't have the doctor, because he said no to what I wanted and what I needed. Well, what did you need? And they list something off of Google saying, these are my symptoms, so Google says I should get this. So is a website or a cyber network going to later be taking over certain jobs? Absolutely. Now, I mean, mathematicians, I think mathematicians are great, but the better computers get, now, you might not necessarily need a mathematician. I mean, I used to do math really well, and I was like, if I don't make it into medical school, I could do math. I could be there where anybody needs a math question, I could answer it for them. Well, we have calculators for that. We have computers for that. In fact, you could ask your phone to do a calculation. That, what I need AI for is my nose running during allergy season. So the question of, is it truly AI? When is AI going to replace humans? Not for a while. For a computer to think on its own, to get the information, and then start to manifest some of their own ideas, saying, okay, honestly, you're asking me the wrong question. The question you really want to ask me is X, Y, and Z. We're not there yet. And the proof is in the pudding. The proof is we saw what Genesis did when it came to AI. It created, it was kind of more diverse, and it wasn't necessarily tapping. When they made, I think, a Nazi soldier an Asian woman, it was tapping in on the diversity progress we've made. In fact, interestingly, there was an AI program I used to make pictures of me. I wanted to see what AI thought I would look like. Now, you would think what a true AI program would be is they'd listen to my show, not fall asleep, right? Yeah, wake up, everybody. Come on. And then they would go, you know what? Dahlia just said that she weighs 125 pounds. I bet she lied. Let's look at her Facebook Live. Oh, God, no, she's not 125 pounds. I think she looks like that, but it didn't do that. Instead, probably the first four images was a beautiful Asian woman. Now, I was very honored and flattered that they made me a beautiful Asian woman, but where are they getting that from? So there might be some algorithm showing that there might be an underrepresentation, or maybe China might be behind some of these AI platforms saying, look, this is our center of the world, so you know, the average person looks Chinese. I don't know why. But my first four pictures, I was Asian. I was exquisite. But, that you know, I have very little Asian blood. When I did my 23andMe, there's a little bit from Japan. Maybe less than 1%. So, you know, I don't think AI is there yet. But the conversation we need to be having is automation and tech. If now you have these quote-unquote AI programs, you know, people might be using AI, artificial intelligence, as a very general term. Well, that's the other thing, too. What is our definition of artificial intelligence? I'm thinking about, like, Terminator 2, where a robot decides, well, okay, we need to, you know, kill off other people if we want to succeed. Or war games back in the 80s, you know, the only way to end war is to win, or whatever it said. That's not what necessarily artificial intelligence is doing. Artificial intelligence implies that it's not a human making the decision, it's a computer making the decision. But it's a computer making a decision based on human inputted data. So for those of you saying, yes, artificial intelligence is taking over because our job used an artificial intelligence to make these pictures, to make these marketing slogans, then you're right. But that's not necessarily the artificial intelligence that some of us are thinking about. That includes, you know, you tell the computer, okay, I want to attract more Bud Light consumers. What should I do now in this day and age for Bud Light? What would be the next greatest slogan or jingle or whatever? And then AI just comes up with different. I don't think we're there yet. So for those of you going, I'm going to lose my job, I'm going to lose my job to AI, that's not happening yet. Are you going to lose your job because you cost too much? Yes. Are you going to lose your job because employers are going to find other ways to do the job? Probably. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.